This podcast is brought to you by Voice of Vets. Voice of Vets. Hear it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it.
Today is the first day of quarantine since I tested positive. It is Wednesday, the 24th of June, 2020. My name is Nkosi Mnisi. I am a 19-year-old first-year student at the University of the Witwatersrand and also a broadcaster at Vow FM. My journey with COVID-19 started on Monday, the 22nd of June, where I started experiencing, mild symptoms of the virus. I was not too concerned until later that night. I developed a very terrible headache. That's when I started getting very concerned about my health and well-being and decided that if I do not get better by, the next day, that I would then have to take it up and seek urgent medical attention. Tuesday, the 23rd, I woke up and I was feeling extremely weak. The symptoms had intensified and I was now in a very, very, very bad state and condition. I then decided to seek medical attention, urgently, and proceeded to go see my doctor. Upon arrival, I was, examined, and it was found that my temperature was high. The diagnosis given was possible tonsillitis. However, because my temperature was so high, I needed to test for COVID-19. I then proceeded to test at a private laboratory, and the results were said to come back between 24 and 48 hours. Now, I do need to mention that, during the weekend, I had been in contact with a couple of people, around the area where I live and beyond that. So, possible exposure was there, and, the fear of exposure was there indeed. And I took, the necessary precautions, the sanitizing, wearing my mask, washing my hands, the social distance. But I guess, the inevitable happened. Currently, I am in Joburg South in Alberton, where I live with my family, consisting of my mother, my grandmother, who's over 60, and my two younger siblings. I have gone into quarantine. I'm also on antibiotics and also, your vitamin supplements and cough mixture or syrup. And also my family has made me the ginger, lemon and honey concoction that I have been taking. I feel a whole lot better. My symptoms are manageable now. I'm still slightly congested, with a slight cough, and the fever is still there. I have moments where I get heat flashes and, I almost feel very hot, whilst the weather is very cold. So that's a sign of a fever, but it is manageable. I have to stay in isolation for 14 days. So do my immediate contacts. My family, however, hasn't presented any symptoms as of yet. If they do, my doctor said they must urgently all get tested. But I am keeping a distance from them. I'm avoiding contact with them. And I have to sanitize all the appliances, things that I touch and whatnot. So that is the journey thus far. My symptoms are manageable. I'm receiving incredible support from family, friends and colleagues. And will continue to record my journey as the days progress and as I head towards the end of the 14 days, where I'll then also retest to see if, I have beat this. I do believe I'll beat this. I'm strong. And I've seen other people beat it, and I take courage in that this virus is one that is beatable. So that is my journey thus far, and I'm hoping to educate people through my journey and, you know, raise awareness about this virus. And I'm also, you know, praying for the best in, you know, the vaccine trials that South Africa is also currently undertaking, so that, you know, we do get a vaccine to this and people do build immunity to this virus. Because I must say, it's not a pleasant, you know, thing to have. You know, once it's there, it makes you really feel very sick, and even your emotional well-being, you know, is one that becomes very unstable. But as I said, because of the amount of support that I'm receiving from my family, it's helping a lot, you know, and all the support I'm receiving and the messages of encouragement are helping a lot. So day one, almost complete. Tomorrow is day two. I will be back with an update. But to all of you, keep safe, keep the social distancing, wash your hands, wear your masks, and sanitize. We will beat this.
Quarantine and chill. Send us your quarantine stories. Tweet us at VowFM.